This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, Cursor YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Clips from all of our shows on WIP podcast as well on the YouTube page. So yesterday, Brandon Graham retired. He had his retirement press conference and said goodbye as a player to the city of Philadelphia. I'm sure he'll be around and be a big part of a lot around here with the team and hopefully WIP. And who knows where Brandon's going to go next, but he's got a bright future if he wants to you know, be in the broadcasting industry. He, you know, he's on the Brandon Graham Show. He's done a lot. He was on ESPN last year for a day. He could do whatever he wants now around football moving forward. But Brandon Graham, the player, that stage of his career, that stage of his life is over. And what a career it was. A first-round pick that turned out to be one of the great picks in Eagles history with the 2010 first-round pick, 15 years, three Super Bowl appearances, two championships, 76.5 sacks, the play on Tom Brady in Super Bowl 52. It's all there. But I think as I listened to Brandon yesterday, and we got a chance to react on the midday show, and we'll do a lot as well today celebrating the career of Brandon Graham. What really stood out to me, three things. You know, I think Brandon Graham and his career and his path and his journey taught me, and I think taught us, three things that are unique to him. And I think should give us like kind of a springboard into the way we talk about future athletes here in Philadelphia. Let's start with number one. And this is hard for me. I know it's probably hard for you. It's hard for a lot of us. But Brandon Graham's career really should teach us patience with young players because they do not all arrive at the same trajectory in their own respective careers. They don't progress at the same trajectory. And you really don't know for a while. I mean, once in a while, there's a player on either side of the spectrum that you kind of have a strong feeling they can play or they can't right away. You know, when Bryce Harper and Mike Trout arrive in the big leagues, Juan Soto at 19 years old, pretty good odds they're going to be pretty darn great. You know, the greats get there quickly. And then there are some players that you watch and you kind of see right away, I don't think they have it. You know, let's use a J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, the wide receiver. You watched him. He didn't run very fast. He didn't jump very high. He wasn't was it very good? And it just, it didn't work out for him. And I think once in a while, on either side of the spectrum, you could see that. But then the large majority, it takes time. You may have a feeling, and that's, we all do. We're sports fans. You have an instant take on a player. That's fine. I'm not saying don't do that, because that's fandom. But it takes time to really know what the player is going to be. And sometimes there are obstacles in their way, or sometimes they get off to a great start, but they're not actually that great. Sometimes they get off to a tough start, and they are actually great. It just, things got in the way, whether it be injuries, whether it be coaching changes. And Brandon Graham is the ultimate, you know, example of patience in a young player, because when Brandon Graham arrived, two things happened immediately that made the draft pick of Brandon Graham look very questionable. And I'm going to pull up the 2010 NFL first round of the draft. I remember the draft well, that Thursday night in 2010, the first round. That's when they still did it. Or actually, that might have been when they first started doing the Thursday night. They moved away from the Saturday. Brandon Graham was the 13th overall pick in the draft. The next two picks, Earl Thomas and Jason Pierre-Paul, both had way quicker and more instant success for their teams. Earl Thomas, of course, that was the one that Brandon was compared to for years to come. Part of that was the departure of Brian Dawkins. The Eagles had a hole at safety, and Thomas became a very, very, very high-level player very quickly. He and the Seahawks created the Legion of Boom, making multiple Super Bowls, winning a Super Bowl very quickly, all while Brandon Graham was still trying to figure it out. Jason Pierre-Paul, in his second year in the NFL in 2011, first-team All-Pro, 16.5 sacks, and helps the Giants win the Super Bowl. So think about, put yourself back in that moment. The Eagles passed on a tremendous safety, a position of need at that point, take a pass rusher. Okay, they value the Lions, but also in that moment, it's like, wait a second, a year or two in, did they take the wrong pass rusher? I mean, you have Jason Pierre-Paul, who had a very good career in his own right, you know, bouncing around Giants, Bucks, won Super Bowls both places, 94.5 sacks, very good player. Different kind of player, but very good player. You know, you have him do what he did to help the Giants win the next year. It's like, wait a second, what did the Philadelphia Eagles do in that moment? What were they thinking? And it turned out to be an excellent draft pick. It just took time. You know, Brandon Graham, in his first 3 years in the NFL, started 12 games, had 8.5 sacks. That's it. 8.5 sacks, 12 starts in his first 3 years in the league. And it really didn't kind of come together in a real way for him, where you started to see, like, all right, it's becoming something here significant. I would say, till about 2015, and really 2016 is when he started to play at a level like, whoa, this guy's playing well. Second team All-Pro in 2016. But it took time. This is a first-round draft pick in 2010 that it probably took, you know, with the injury, the change in scheme, the Billy Davis defense, the switch away from when Andy left, the chip thing. It took until Schwartz got here in 2016 to really unleash the best of Brandon Graham. And then I would say from that first year where Schwartz put him back, hand in the dirt, defensive end, to the end of his career, it was outstanding. You know, the next 9 years, 53 sacks, 110 quarterback hits, you know, per 17 games, averaged 7.2 sacks per game, averaged 15 quarterback hits per year, 7.2 sacks per year. Like, he really started to play at a high level, but it took time. That the patience there that you need for a young player was taught to us by Brandon Graham. The second thing that we learned from Brandon Graham's career, and he taught us, was perseverance. And not us, but to want to have players with perseverance. Because Brandon Graham went through it in a lot of ways during his career. Early on, the bust label, the Earl Thomas, the Pierre-Paul comps, then the injury that he had early in his career. Then coming back from the injury and being forced to play a position that really wasn't where he was supposed to be. He's a 4-3 edge rusher. Now, I do think the experience playing the outside linebacker position for Billy Davis did help the Eagles later in Brandon's career, when Jonathan Gannon and Sean Desai and Matt Patricia, and of course, you know, this past year with Vic Fangio arrived, because Brandon Graham could do both. Brandon Graham could play. Brandon Graham was one of the most versatile inside-outside defensive linemen in the league the last 15 years because he had the ability to, you know, his. When I think of him, I think of him as a 4-3 pass rusher on the outside of the defensive line. He also could stand up, play an outside linebacker role, which he did for a few years with Billy Davis, and then has moonlighted a little bit the last few years when they need him to. But he also had the versatility, the speed, and the quickness to play inside on the defensive line in kind of those, you know, the packages where you have four pass rushers on the field at once. If you have two more speedy ends, Graham, a little bit of a bigger, thicker end, could go inside and play defensive tackle there, line up over a guard, line up over a center, and speed his knife his way through with speed. That's unique that Brandon Graham had that ability. So the perseverance to fight back through all these things, through the injury, through the change in scheme, through the change in coaches, through up and down seasons. I mean, Brandon watched Andy Reid, the coach that drafted him, get fired. Brandon watched Howie Roseman, the front office executive that was here from day one of his career, get put in a closet and then come back. Brandon watched Chip Kelly take over this franchise in a lot of ways have a terrible, terrible season and then reverse course and Chip to be out. He watched Doug Peterson come in here as a guy that most people didn't believe in and then watched Doug win the Super Bowl. He got to make the play on Tom Brady to seal Super Bowl 52. He got to watch another coach come in here and incorporate him as a leader in Nick Sirianni. He had an all-time bounce back or late career success, renaissance season, whatever you want to say, in 2022 with double-digit sacks on one of the great Eagles defenses in terms of sacks ever, the best Eagles defense ever. He was able to then come back from that injury in 2021 to do that. 2021, you know, Eagles, Sirianni, first year, new vibes. They win the opener in Atlanta. Week two, Graham's out. Boom. Serious injury, gone for the season. To then come back and have his best year, I kind of skipped over that, to have his best year statistically in 2022 and get to the Super Bowl, remarkable. To have 23 happen and to have everyone freak out that this was going to collapse again, him to say, no, we're going to figure it out. And then to come back in 24, I thought, you know, and I think a lot of us thought it was the farewell tour. He kind of called it that yesterday, jokingly, the farewell tour for Brandon Graham. You kind of think farewell tour is the guy's not that good anymore and he's just kind of here one more year just to experience it all and maybe he'd be in a diminished role. Well, week one of the season in Brazil, no diminished role. He's their leading snap guy on the edge. They needed him. And I thought all year he played really, really well until he got hurt in Los Angeles. And then for him to stand there after the game in LA against the Rams, say, I'm done, out for the season, tore my triceps. And then to battle back and fight back and get on the field for the Super Bowl and help the Eagles have one of the most dominant defensive efforts in the history of the Super Bowl and to win again and get hurt while doing it, the guy is a poster child for perseverance. And the third thing that I believe we learn here for Brandon Graham and his career is the ability to look beneath the surface when it comes to statistics and the value of a player. So if you look at Brandon Graham's career statistics, they don't jump off the page. 76 and a half sacks. You know, he made one all-pro team. That was second team all-pro. He made one Pro Bowl. He was the comeback player of the year. He was voted fourth in 2022. Very little of Brandon Graham's career is, you know, if you go to Pro Football Reference, you know, in black ink or italics, which means he would lead the league or be the best at something. Very little of that is. You know, he has two awards to his name. He was voted a top 100 player just twice in his career. He was two times the player of the week. He is 26th all-time in tackles for loss, 23rd active in games played. You know, he's 89th all-time in sacks. I mean, none of it is remarkable. For the Pro Football Reference, Pro Football Hall of Fame monitor, he has a 34.8 score. The average Hall of Fame defensive end is 102.3. He ranks 97th among defensive ends in that metric in the history of pro football. Okay, so he is, you know, 97th, and that puts him slightly above Trent Cole, slightly above Trey Hendrickson, slightly above a guy like Anthony Pleasant, slightly below an Everson Griffin and a Carlos Dunlap and a Hugh Douglas and a Javon Kearse and a Robert Quinn, guys that are not making the Hall of Fame.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's where he ranks. Yet, I think if you look beneath the surface of Brandon Graham, you see the picture of more than that. And I thought it was interesting. Pro Football Focus put out some of their numbers. He's the seventh most valuable edge rusher in the league since 2010, the day he got in the NFL. The only ones ahead of him, Khalil Mack, Von Miller, J.J. Watt, Calais Campbell, Cameron Jordan, and Miles Garrett. Think about how many great edges have played in the NFL the last 15 years. They're the only six ahead of him. Among those guys, only Von Miller's also won a Super Bowl. Brandon Graham has two. In the last 15 years, he's sixth in Pro Football Focus grade. He's fifth in pressures. He's seventh at pass rush win rate. He was a really, really, really good player for a really long time. I think he was maybe the poster child and the epitome of the below, under the surface statistics, not the statistics that pop out. And it's why he didn't make Pro Bowls. It's why he didn't make All Pros. But I think there was a reason the Eagles kept him around and valued him all these years. Leadership, toughness, all that. But he was really good. And he was really good at a lot of different things. He played the run well. He got after the quarterback well. He had put pressures on, tackles for loss. The guy was a heck of a football player for a long time. And the sack totals fluctuated, but the pressures really didn't. He got a lot of pressure. He did a lot of really, really good things. And I think you could say with conviction, he was one of the better players at his position for 15 years. Was he ever the best? No. Was he often a top five guy at his position? No, maybe it happened once or twice. But he has longevity on his side. I think he has a unique case for the Hall of Fame. I don't think he'll make it, but I think he has a unique case for the Hall of Fame. And I think he should teach us, especially in a game in football where we don't usually do this, look below the surface. He was a common denominator on a lot of really good defenses. He was a really good edge rusher. He played inside. He played outside. He could play standing up. He got after the quarterback. He played the run. Did a lot of things well. Sometimes it's the sum of the parts of a player rather than one statistic. That's what Brandon Graham taught us. He taught us three things. He taught us to have patience with players. He taught us what perseverance looks like in an athlete. And he taught a lot of us, I think, that we should look beneath the surface when it comes to evaluating athletes. It's not just the raw numbers. It's the other things they do so, so well. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.